the end of the Shira, Klal Yisrael sings about their tremendous Hatzalah, the tremendous Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them when he saved them from the Mitzrayim, and the sea split, and so on. And then they go on discussing other things in their Shira. And the very end of the Shira says, Tivyeimoy v'sitoyeimoy bahar nachalascha, Hashem will bring him in and implant him by the mountain of your inheritance, in other words, by the Beis HaMikdash, machayin l'shivtecha, a place for your dwelling, a place for your living. We're talking about Hashem. A place for Hashem to live. Fa'alta Hashem, Hashem made. So that's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, that we're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was now in the desert. They're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash says on the words machayin l'shivtecha, the Medrash says that the word machayin, which means a dwelling place, a living place, also is similar to the spelling of the word mechuvin, which means parallel. One thing could be mechuvin connected another. One thing is parallel to the other. Or focused. One thing, when you're mechavin, when you have kavana, you're focusing your attention. If I'm being mechavin to on a tefillah, so I'm focusing on it, I'm connecting to it. So they say on the word machayin l'shivtecha, they say mikdash almata, the Beis HaMikdash in this world, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim in this world, mechuvin is parallel to the mikdash almayla, to the Beis HaMikdash that's in Shemayim. So we learn two things from there. First of all, we learned that there's a Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. We may not have known. There's a Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. And we learned that the Beis HaMikdash in this world is parallel to the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. So first of all, what does this mean, that it's parallel? There's no geography in Shemayim. There's no three dimensions. The way the spiritual world works is not subject to physical place marks of time and place. And secondly, what's this doing in Kriyas Yamsuf, in the Shiras Hayam? They just came out of the Yam. They had a tremendous Hatzalah. So they have to start saying the details of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. What's that got to do with anything? The Mishnah Berurah says that a person, when he says the Shira every morning in Pesukah Dezimra, a person should say Shiras Hayam b'simcha. He should say it with joy. V'yidame b'dayta, and he should imagine to himself, ki'ilu b'oisei hayoim avar bayam, as if you went through Kriyas Yamsuf that day. And then he brings this b'shem the Zayar, v'ha'oimer b'simcha, someone who says the Shira every morning with joy, ma'ichlin lo'yavay noisev, Hashem forgives his averus. That's incredible. That's incredible. What is it about saying the Shira with Simcha that makes it Hashem is Meichel our Averus? So let's go back and examine the Shira a little bit. Kriyas Yamsuf was a time, and it's reflected in the Shira, that the Jews saw the greatest revelations that they ever saw, equaled only perhaps by Har Sinai. So the greatest revelations, Ra'as Hashifcha al Hayam, and this is for all time, the greatest revelations that was ever seen, even through all the generations afterwards. Ra'as Hashifcha al Hayam, Mashalei Ro'u Hanaviim, or Mashalei Ro'u Yecheskel Ben Buzi, the Shifcha, even the lowliest person on the Yam, the maidservant, the unsophisticated, the unintelligent, relatively, was able to perceive and understand on the Yamsuf things about Hashem and things about the world and revelations that Yecheskel Hanavi was not able to understand. Ra'as Hashifcha al Hayam, Mashalei Ro'u Yecheskel Ben Buzi. We have a klal that whenever it says in a pasuk, or even in Chazal, wherever it says zeh or zu, this one, there's a rule that it's something that you could be meira be'etzba, something that you could show with your finger. The best example of that is what we do by the Pesach Seder. We say, matzah zu sha'anu oichlim. So we point to the matzah, at least many people are knowing. We point to the matzah, because when we say zu, it means that you're meira be'etzba. We don't say Pesach zu sha'anu oichlim. We say, maror zeh sha'anu oichlim, this maror. We point to the maror. Klal Yisrael said, it's incredible to think about it. Klal Yisrael said, Zeh Keli, this is my God, pointing. This is my God, Ve'anvehu, and I will give him covet. We'll talk about what that means in a minute. Zeh Keli, imagine what that means. That Klal Yisrael was able to look in Shemayim, wherever they were looking, and they saw such, we think of Kriyas Yamsuf, the water split. The water split was, the physical fact that the water split is not even the biggest nes that happened. Hashem split the water, big deal. Hashem revealed to them such clarity of the existence of Hashem and what Hashem is all about that they were able to point, Zeh Keli, that's my Hashem. Mayra Be'etzba. It's unbelievable, that type of closeness. So on Ve'anvehu, there are three Pirushim in Chazal. Chazal darshan three things from the word Ve'anvehu. The first thing is the Targum. If you look in the Targum, on Ve'anvehu, he says it's a Lashon of Nove. Nove means a home. And the Targum says, Ve'evne loy beis makdisha. This is my God, and I will build him a beis hamikdash. Ve'anvehu, I will give him a home. This is my God, and I will create a home for him. Zekeli Ve'anvehu. The second pirush that's brought in the Gemara is Anveyu is a lashon of beauty. Zeh Keli v'anveyu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. And Gemara says, I'll make a beautiful pair of tzitzis. I'll buy a beautiful esrig. I'll write a beautiful sefer Torah noah, tefillin noah. I'll do my mitzvahs in a beautiful way. I'm not going to do a bad job. I'm going to do it the Hevel way, not the Kayan way. I'm going to do the Mahadrin. I'm not going to do a cheap job. So that's Hidur Mitzvah. That's the second shot. The third Chazal that's brought, so in that sense, Anveyu comes from the notion of like Noi, beauty. And the third shot brought is that Anveyu is a contraction of two words put together. Ani v'hu, me and him. Anveyu, me and him. What does that mean? This is my Hashem, me and him. What does that mean? So Chazal say, Mahu racham, just like he has compassion, Afato racham, you also should have compassion. And so too with everything. Mahu bal chesed, Afato, you should be a bal chesed. Mahu emes, Afato emes. Mahu yashar, Afato yashar. So we should have emes and yashrus and shalom and chesed and all the midas that Hashem has. Mahu afata. So they said, this is my Hashem, and really what Ve'anveyu translates into then is, and I will be like him. This is my Hashem, and I will be like him. Just like he is chesed and emes and shalom and so on, so I will also have all those midas. So firstly, we have a klal. It's important to know this rule. We have a rule that whenever you have a group, a bunch, or two or three explanations on the same pasuk, there's a relationship between all the explanations. Hashem did not like try to stuff as many explanations as he can into one pasuk. They have nothing to do with each other. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, created the Torah, every single layer of pshat and remez and drush that's in a pasuk are related to each other. They're all the same sugya. That's why they're in the same pasuk. But these three things sound like they're three totally different things. First of all, I'll be like Hashem. Second of all, I'll do my mitzvahs with Hiddur. I'll do it in the best way possible, in the most beautiful way possible. And thirdly, I'll build a Beis HaMikdash. These seem to be three totally unrelated things. So we have to understand, what's the sugya here that connects all of them? But what's even more bothersome, I think, is where did Klal Yisrael get the chutzpah to think that if they see Hashem, they should be like him? He's God. You're a person. What's the connection? What happened? They see, Zekeh, this is my Hashem, the most unbelievable thing. Oh, I'm going to be like him. You know, a little kid could see the president and say, I'm going to be that way one day, because the president's a human being too. Even in the Tchum of Kedusha, a young Bacher could see a big Talmud Chacham and say, I'm going to be that way. Because the Talmud Chacham is also a Basar Radan. He also was once a young child. But where did someone get the idea that I'm going to be Hashem? I'm going to be like Hashem. I'm going to be like Hashem. Where did you get that? That sounds like a nutty idea. The pshat is that we are like Hashem. Hashem said, Na'aseh Adam, let's create man, B'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, in our form, in our image. B'tzelem elekim bara oisam. Adam was created in the form of Hashem. Now, Hashem doesn't have a form. Hashem is spiritual, Hashem is not Gashmi. Hashem doesn't have a form. So what does it mean that we were created in the image of Hashem? It means that Hashem has many, many, many strengths. Hashem has all the strengths. Hashem has many, many, many strengths. And creativity, and all the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the person a me'ein, a little bit, of every single one of the strengths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Hashem is a creator. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the ability of a person to also create, either through having children, or through mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and limud Torah, which is also creating, the power to create. It's a godly power. And so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the all these unbelievable kaychas with which he created this unbelievable world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little bit of all of the kaychas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in us. And that's what it means that we're in the image of Hashem. Now imagine what happened. All the clouds lifted. All the secrecy and mystery surrounding Hashem, at least, you know, relatively speaking, lifted. Klal Yisrael is looking up in Shemayim, and they see Hashem with the greatest clarity possible. And they say, that's us. All the godless that we see in Hashem, we recognize that there's a little bit of that godless in us. Upon seeing Hashem, they realize that Hashem created me just like Him. That is a magnificent version of me. And all the kaychas and midas that they saw in Hashem, they realized, I have that. I have a little bit of that midah, and that midah, and that midah, that makes up my whole gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It must be. There's only one explanation. There's only one explanation why Hashem created me to be like a small imitation of Him. It must be. Hashem wants me to be like Him. That's the only explanation. Hashem created me to be a tzelem elekim. I'm a picture of Hashem. Why did Hashem create me to be a picture of Him? He must want me to act like Him. In order for me to act like Him, I have to have the kaychas that He has. So if Hashem built me to be a picture of Hashem, He must want me to act like Him. That's the pasuk. It's unbelievably beautiful. Zekeli, that's my Hashem. And it's just like me. I'm a small version, a microcosm, a small little picture of that Hashem. So the Anveyus, I will be like Him. I have to be like Him. That's the message here. We have a klal. This klal is really a whole shir by itself, but we're just going to take the klal at face value for now. That whatever exists within a person exists in the world. Kol ma sheyesh ba'adam, yesh ba'olam. Kol ma sheyesh ba'olam, yesh ba'adam. What does that mean? There's a parallel. Everything that exists in the world is a parallel within the person. For example, the world has a shamayim and an aretz, heaven and earth. A person has a neshama and a guf, a soul that's like heaven, and a guf that's like earth. Even in physical sense, the world is over 75% water. It's approximately 75%. I don't know exactly. Water, and the makeup of the human body is exactly the same percentage of liquid as the amount of water that's in the world. Many, many other examples physically and in ruchniyistic concepts that what exists in the world exists in an Adam. There are even places in the world that are referred to by the parts of the human body. There's places in the world called Zraya Yisraelam, Ervasa Aretz, and so on. They're like using terminology of the human body, they describe places in the world. You see this idea that there's a parallel in the world to man, and there's a parallel in man to the world. And a person has his chitzayin, a person has his body and his mundane activities, that's the outside of a person. And then a person has his heart, his pnimius, the inside, his thoughts, his feelings. That's the inside of a person. And the parallel in the world to that, the chitzayin is the whole globe, and the pumping heart, that's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is that pnimius of the world. The heart of the world. The Mishnah says that a person, when he davens from an Esrei, if he doesn't know which way is the Beis HaMikdash and so on, ubilvad sheyechavein libo, he should be mechavein his heart, also that word mechavein, keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, keneged the Makom HaMikdash. A person should be mechavein his heart, keneged the Makom HaMikdash, because the heart of a person is keneged the Makom HaMikdash. What's the heart in a person is the mikdash in the world. And the psukim tell us, that's what we started with, that a person, that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata should be parallel to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And we don't know what the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila is. But we know, based on what we know about the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, we know that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila is a place of Hashra'as HaShchen. It's a place where the Shechina rests. It's a place of serving Hashem. It's a place of the service of Hashem. There's all kinds of chazal about different malachim bringing karbanas. I think Gavriel is the Kayin Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. There's all kinds of chazal about malachim serving Hashem, bringing karbanas and so on, doing the Avodah, serving Hashem in Shemayim. Our world is not such a clear world like the world of Shemayim. We don't see Hashem. There's nature. There's all kinds of confusion. There's all kinds of darkness. Beis HaMikdash Shalmata Mechuvin Kenega Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila means, just like in Shemayim, there is a makom of serving Hashem with the full clarity of the existence of Hashem and of the resting of the Shechina in that place, so to create in this world a place where we serve Hashem with the same clarity and the same, and many things that we do in the Beis HaMikdash correspond to all kinds of things that exist in Shemayim. So if you think about it, person's job of being similar to Hashem is also, in a sense, a mikdash shalmata mechuvin keneged mikdash shalmaila. We're the mikdash shalmata. We're the Beis HaMikdash in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. We're similar to each other. And it's a person's job to make his mikdash shalmata, to make himself, his heart, his life, mechuvin, parallel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Anvehu, I will be like him. So if you think about it, the high point of the Shira, which is Zekeli Vanveyu, I'm going to be like Hashem, is really a tremendous version of Mikdash Shalmata Mechovin Keneged Mikdash Shalmaila. That I'm going to shape my life to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In geography, that translates into building a Beis HaMikdash in this world, that's Mechovin Keneged the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. But it's both the same idea. It's both the same idea of, in this world, creating a place of service to Hashem that corresponds to the service of Hashem that goes on in Shemayim. Either the human being building himself up to be like Hashem, or Klal Yisrael building a place of serving Hashem that corresponds to the service of Hashem in Shemayim. But it's the same concept. So when we ask, what does it have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? Mikdash Shalmata, Mechuvin Kenega, Mikdash Shalmaila. That's how we started. What does it have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? What does it have to do with the whole Shiras Hayam? So he suddenly starts telling me the details of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash in this world corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. What is that relevant? The answer is that it's almost an outgrowth. It's a byproduct of the whole point of the Shira. The whole point of the Shira, the high point of the Shira, is that is my Hashem. The great revelation of Shira Sayyam. That is my Hashem, and I'm just like Him. So I have to be like Him. I have to make my Mikdash Shalmata, myself, which is a Mikdash in this world, I have to make it like the Mikdash Shalmata, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'inyin le'inyin ba'isayinyin, a similar idea, the Shira finishes with a similar idea. A similar idea is that we should build a physical structure in this world to serve Hashem that corresponds to the Avodas Hashem that goes on in Shemayim. But it's part of the same sugya of Anveyu. You know, a person goes away for Shabbos. Let's say a person goes away with his wife, goes to somebody for Shabbos. And there's two ways that you could come into the person's house. You could come into the person's house and they have some hot kugel waiting for you, you know, because it's Friday afternoon and you had a long trip. And you could come in and find in the guest room your beds are made and they put out little packages for you, or, you know, they put out some soap and shampoo and they you come in and you feel welcome. A little pitcher of water in the room. Or you can come in, the house is flying, they hardly notice that you came in. You come in, you see like the linen folded on the edge of the bed, you have to start making your own bed. And both families are being Mekayim in the midst of Achnas Zarchim. Which one's hard, isn't it? Obviously the first one. The second one is doing it, he's doing the job. Yes, he's having guests for Shabbos, doing the job. But is his heart in it? Is it alive? Not really. The second one does the job with all the pitchfkes, with every hither, that shows that his heart is in it. Someone who hires an employee also can have the same experience. You can hire someone to work for you, and you tell him to do this, and he does this. And when he's finished this, he's finished. He does the bare bones, he gets the job done. That's not what an employer likes to see. An employer likes to see that you told him to do this, and he does it to perfection. He wants to do it right. He adds on his own thing. He pushes it a little further. That shows that his heart is in his job. It's not just that he's just trying to get the job done, but his heart is in it. He cares about it. He's doing it right. Hiddur mitzvah, doing a mitzvah behiddur, doing a mitzvah beautifully, is not just a milo that there's a beauty to a mitzvah, so it's a more beautiful mitzvah. It shows where it's coming from. A mitzvah done not beautifully, I got to buy an esrog. I'll go to the store, I'll buy an esrog. But a mitzvah done beautifully shows that I'm doing the mitzvah with my heart. I'm doing it with my pnimius, that it's meaningful to me. So we have these three pirushim of the pasuk Anveyu that come together. First of all, the Anveyu, I'm going to make mitzvahs beautiful. In other words, I'm going to serve Hashem with my heart. I'm going to serve Hashem with my pnimius. And second of all, I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash, which is mechuvin keneged my heart. That service of the true serving Hashem with b'chol libay. The Beis HaMikdash, b'vachi yichavin libay lebeis kaidish ha'kadashim. That's also the same sugya of serving Hashem with the lev. And finally, and this is the head of the sugya, the title of the sugya, of Ani Vehu, I'm going to be like Hashem, is that I'm going to build my lev to be a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to build my pnimius, I'm going to build my being to be a reflection of Hashem. All of that is one sugya. It sounded like when we first started, like three unrelated ma'amari chazal, but it's very, very, very related. Within me, I'm going to be misakin and miyasher my heart to be a true reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Vehu, I'm going to be like Hashem. Geographically, the place in the world that's connected my heart, the place of serving Hashem, I'm going to build that place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Evna Lebeis Makdisha, and I'm going to serve Hashem behidr. I'm going to show with beauty, I'm going to show that my heart is in it. All three seemingly unrelated chazal in a really one sugya. somebody says Shiras Hayam B'Simcha, it doesn't just mean that you dance when you're saying the words or you think of a good tune for it. That's not called saying Shiras Hayam B'Simcha. When we say Shiras Hayam B'Simcha, it means that we connect with the incredible revelation that the Shiras Hayam was. We connect with that. So that means that according to what we're saying, someone who says Shiras Hayam B'Simcha is being sameach, he's being happy about the realization that he was created in the image of Hashem. Because that is the high point of the Shira. And he's being sameach about his role, which is to be like Hashem. So somebody who says Shiras Hayam B'Simcha has lifted up his entire life. His life is redefined. It's not about making money. It's not about mundane things. It's not about the day-to-day things that come. His whole life is redefined. It's about being like Hashem. It's about being a proper reflection of Hashem. Being a picture of Hashem, not a caricature of Hashem. That's how Omer Shiras Hayam B'Simcha, because Simcha, when we say B'Simcha, that means that we connect in a positive way with the essence of what the Shiras Hayam is telling us. Someone who does Averis, the pshat is that he's not focused on his mission. He allowed the day-to-day things to distract him from his mission, to be a picture of Hashem. And there's two ways that a person could do tshuva, and you have to do them both ways. But there's two parts of tshuva. There's cleaning up the mess that you make. Someone makes a mess. There's two parts. It's cleaning up the mess, but there's also such a thing as walking away from the mess. Ha'oimei Shiras Hayam B'Simcha, he made a mess on the ground floor, he goes up a level. He's mesalak himself from it. He's not in any Yosei Ha'ish. He's not like that anymore. How does he show that he's not like that anymore? That he's not in the day-to-day distractions and physical things that come up in the world that pull him away from Hashem, is that he redefines his life. And that's waking up in the morning and saying, Shiras Hayam B'Simcha. I am a reflection of Hashem, and my job in this world is to be a reflection of Hashem, and to act like Hashem. So, Meichlin, like Allah V'Nesu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meichel his Averis, because he's redefined himself. Rav Huttner adds another dimension to this Mikdash Shalmata, Mechuvin Keneged Mikdash Shalmaila. Rav Huttner says that even within a person himself is a Mikdash Shalmata and a Mikdash Shalmaila. The Mikdash Shalmata is the person. We said the lev. What's the Mikdash Shalmaila? What's the Beis HaMikdash of a person in Shemayim? In other words, corresponding to what exists in Shemayim, what is that in a person? So Rav Huttner says it's a person's hopes and dreams. It's a person's hasagas. It's what a person could be massive, what a person could picture for himself. There's a rule that Rav Tzadik says when he's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Ein megalin loy la'adam ela ma shehu yachal liyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reveal to a person a madrega unless he can be on that madrega. What does that mean to reveal to a person a madrega? That means that there are times in a person's life that he has, for maybe a short period of time, tremendous clarity. And then it goes away. So he has in his head dreams, goals, ideals, but they're not part of his day-to-day life. It's not something that he lives with on a day-to-day basis, but they're there, hiding somewhere in his seichel, these ideas. I wouldn't say they're in his lave, they're not in his reality, they're not in his day-to-day life, but somewhere in his hasagas is these ideals. Ein megalim le'adam ela ma she'u yachal liyos. If a person has the idea, if a person can conceptualize, if a person can grasp a certain type of serving Hashem, a certain madrega of serving Hashem, a certain type of lishma, a certain type of dedication to Hashem, so That means that it's possible, step by step by step, through a long process, but it's possible ultimately for a person to reach that Madrega. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't show you the Madrega if he didn't want you to reach it. It doesn't mean that you should reach it in a day. But if he showed you the Madrega, if you tasted that taste of the Avodas Hashem in its purer form, so that means it's a goal for a person to reach for. That's the Beis HaMikdash Shomata Mechuvin Keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. Beis HaMikdash Shomayla is my hopes, my dreams, my aspirations, my ideals. The Beis HaMikdash Shomata, that's my life. And my Beis HaMikdash Shomata has to correspond, has to parallel, the goal has to be that it should look like my Beis HaMikdash Shomayla, that they should look the same. It's a lifelong avodah, because when a person starts out, they look very different. My life, the way it is now, does not correspond to my hopes and dreams and my ideals. It's a long way off. Obviously, when I say hopes and dreams and ideals, I don't mean someone who's completely unrealistic and is just fantasizing aimlessly and irresponsibly. That's not what I mean. I mean someone who has tasted in a real way, has tasted a certain madrega. You know, for someone who's learning, sometimes a person can learn for 1 or 2 days on a tremendously dedicated level he could learn. And then he goes down to regular, back down to civilian life, and now it's hard for him to learn. But that means that he's lived it for a little while. For a short while, he's lived a higher level. That's a goal for him. A person sometimes in his home, in Shalom Bayis, a person sometimes could have a few days at a mamash. This is really what Shalom Bayis is supposed to be all about. And then it goes back to regular life, the regular struggles, the day-to-day life. But that's a goal for him. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Kiyum Mitzvahs, Tefillah. The Giloy, the experience for a short time sometimes of, this is the way it's supposed to be. That's the Giloy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala. And then throughout our life, we have to try to reach the point that we even out the scale, that our Mikdash Shomata is Bechuvin, Keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla.